Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You heard about the Duck Dynasty interview on CBN. It is so awesome. You know, Duck Dynasty is like winning the ratings, and it's just normal. This is what people are hungry for. Do real people love Jesus?
That's right.
Are they not bound by religion? Are they honest in regards to saying, listen, outside of God, I'm a basket case. I'm a mess. That's what we try to say. But I think Duck Dynasty crew does it really good. Listen to this interview. It's awesome.
If you've seen the hit reality show Duck Dynasty, then you know what millions already do.
I'm fixing to go crazy redneck up in here.
While times are good now for the Robertson clan, life wasn't always
happy, 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 happy.
Phil and Miss Kay married young. Life was tough in those early days, not just because they were poor.
He wasn't just away from the Lord, he was just horribly away, and so he did a bunch of horrible things that were just terrible, and you know, for my mom to stick with him through all that was incredible.
When Duck Dynasty first aired in 2012, producers wanted to tone down the family's faith.
Miss Kay, listen to this. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 about marriage.
But that's exactly what the audience wanted. The season 3 finale broke an A&E channel record with 9.6 million viewers.
Please welcome to the 700 Club the patriarch and the matriarch of the Duck Dynasty clan, Phil and Kay Robertson. It's great to have you both with us.
Nice to be here.
So are you kin to our Robertsons?
They have. When I came up here, I was wondered about that. And they said, look, we all came from Scotland. So it's all the kin folks gathering up here today.
Yes.
The Robertsons have come back together up here in Virginia.
Many of the Robertsons like to duck hunt. So I have with me, Phil, a duck caller. Now, I have no clue. I am clueless how to use this. What do I do?
Well,
you turn it to the other
this
end.
Way.
To start
this way. Well, see, that's my problem. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm taking this end.
I'm looking at that particular model. Now, look.
He had to show you all of his special duck calls.
See, I'm learning as I go further north. I'm up in old Virginia now, but I'm learning that where we're from, women pick ducks, you know. Miss Case picked a lot of her ducks, but now you're interested in duck calling.
Pioneer woman.
You're sort of breaking out here today.
I am.
Now, look, we have all these different kinds of ducks. This is about like six different species of duck. And basically what all this comes down to is the control of your tongue.
Oh, dear.
Your tongue.
Okay.
So watch. What you're saying, this is the way you hold one. Hold it between your thumb and index finger like that. And so tongue control. Now, look, if you say, oh, 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 your tongue stays on the bottom. It doesn't come up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, oh, oh. Just
oh,
say, oh.
Oh.
Your tongue didn't move.
It's behind my teeth.
But
right.
If you say 10, 10, 10.
10, 10.
You notice your tongue comes up and actually hits the roof of your mouth. So with a duck call, you're basically going 10, 10, 10. 10, 10,
well,
10.
Maybe. Let's see. Did
Try
you
that.
Did you put your lips right up like...
That's, put okay. it. Go ahead and wear it.
Okay, so that's the
old
Wisconsin
Virginia has
version,
a long
right?
way to go.
See, I think when a Southerner says 10, 10, 10, it's different than when a Northerner says 10, 10, 10.
So look, now see, that's your like your a hen duck is calling on another one. But if they're like they're eating, they'll go. Now that's the mallard. Now listen to this. Here's three ducks. Here's a teal. Listen, that's all they do.
Really?
You could probably do that.
And this is a ball pate or a widgeon. Listen. And look, this is a pintail.
That's cool. I love that.
So that's three ducks right there. Here's the old green head, the old mallard drake. Now, the hen, this is the hen. And the mallard drake is like this.
Sounds like a frog.
Yep. That's all the men need to say.
And this is a wood duck. That's a wood duck.
I had no idea they were so different.
Oh.
How many do you have? How many have you designed altogether?
Through the years, this is like 35 or 40 years of work.
Wow.
It's like playing piano by ear. What'd you say?
Jason has even come up with new ones since really Phil kind of semi-retired from building the duck calls. So these are Phil's collection, and Jason has his own collection.
That is amazing.
And here's a little, and here's a little the female teal. The male is like, but the female is like, it's a little quick.
In that
you're right. You're right, Kay.
All right, I want you to hit your duck call one more lick. Let me hear your duck call one more time because that was so thrilling to hear you learn how here.
Okay. Well,
that's kind of like kind of like a duck caught in a trap.
What can I? I'll work on it, Phil, for our next get together. So, when you started designing these, and when they came to you and said, "We want to do a show about your family," did you have any idea it would become the top-rated reality show on cable?
I said, "Will there be any hunting in it?" And they said, "Oh no, Mr. Robson, you know we wouldn't want to do that." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I figured." So I'm thinking, you know, L.A., Los Angeles, coming in here, going to film a bunch of rednecks.
Tell them how positive you were.
Oh, look, I said, let me get this right. A bunch of rednecks hunting ducks. I said, but you don't want to see any of them actually get shot. I said, do y'all really think this will work? And then they informed me. They said, well, Ozzy Osbourne made it. And I'm like, you know, there's hope for us all.
So, and then the boys were so glad to come out and say, Dad, were you right?
Yes, wow.
I didn't think it would work, knew?
But tell them the rest of what you said. You said it would only work if...
What I said was, they said, Dad, what do you think? And I said, this won't work. However, I said, if God is behind it, it'll go all the way to the top. So I did have a little disclaimer. I said, now, if he's behind this, I said, no telling where to go.
So
I think that's what it's all about.
I think that's what it's all about, too. Yeah. What is it, do you think, that draws people to your family and to the values that you share?
Can I talk for you?
Sure.
That was so nice of you.
She's like Sarah Abraham. She is the epitome of Sarah. She waits on my hand.
Like,
and she is a great woman.
But that's okay. I think it's what they tell me, because we go all over the country now. And they always say, y'all are so real.
Yeah.
We can relate to y'all. You seem so sincere, and you really are. And they'll just, it's like somebody they can identify with. Mm-hmm. That's what they tell me.
And you have been very honest on air. You're certainly very honest in your book, Happy, Happy, Happy. You talk about, I mean, it hasn't always been sunshine and roses.
That's correct.
You guys have been married 50 years?
Almost
50 years?
Yeah. And it was actually about 10 years that were really, really, really tough
very
times.
Very tough. How did that turn around for you?
Well, I was in a beer joint, and a preacher came in with a Bible, and I'm like, and my little sister is up in the front handing out tracts, you know,
that
religious
was really
tracts.
True.
And they started kind of, some of the old guys, you know, drinking beer, you know, and they started romping on her a little bit. So I walked her to the front and I said, listen, my little sister is one of these holy roller types and she's passing out tracts. Leave her alone or I'll break your legs.
And he really meant
it. I said, just let her,
that time.
Just let her do her thing, you know. So the first initial meeting, I pretty well ran the guy out of there. My sister told me later, she said when the preacher got outside, he looked around at her and he said, I don't think he's ready yet. But that's what started it. And then, you know, my life was spiraling out of control in a hurry. You have to remember, we're talking the 60s here, sex, drugs, rock and roll, just let her rip. So I finally came to my senses. Miss Kay was after me. She said, look, just sit down and listen. Mm-hmm.
Well,
just listen.
He started a little early. What he did was, he didn't tell you this part, because it is embarrassing. He put us out of the house, me and the three boys I had at the time, because he said we were too goody-goody and Holy Roller and a few other things.
Because the Lord had started to work in your life at that point.
Oh, I had found the Lord by that time. It was about a year ahead of him.
She was converted first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's a long story. We don't have time for it. But
Kay, when that happened, when Phil said, you guys need to get out, you're too goody-goody, did you see God's hand at work at that point, or did you feel
here's
desperate?
The deal.
What were you feeling?
If anybody reads about or hears my story, they would know that what kept me there, I think, for so long was the fact that I was raised more by my grandmother than my parents. And her words were always to me about, well, of course, she always talked about one man, mm-hmm. one wife, or one life, which I she would just teach me things like that real while we were shelling peas or shucking corn or something like that, or cooking, rolling dough. And then she said, and you'll have to fight for your marriage. Well, I just thought, that's ridiculous. Because, number one, when I get married, it's going to be, we're going to live happily ever after.
We all think that, don't we?
Like the book says, all the books you read, they say that. And so it was like I finally found out what she was talking about. But she said, your marriage, no matter what you think or what people tell you, it's worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. And so... yeah, I wanted to look in the sky and tell my grandmother at that point, okay, he kicked me out. I didn't leave.
Can I be done now?
Yeah. And with the separation time, it was really hard. But because I was a Christian then, and where I went is where we worship now. And I had so many people praying for him. And his sister, who had come to the beer joint and all that, she had prayed her and her mother for 3 years prior to that, for his salvation.
He didn't really have a chance there, my friend.
So when he came that day to my work,
yes.
And he hates for me to tell this, but it was the truth. He just came there, and I thought, well, he's come up here, and he's drunk and passed out on the steering wheel because his head, but it wasn't. When he raised his head up and I opened the door, I didn't know if he was going to shoot me or, you know, what would happen. But he looked up, and he had big tears mm-hmm. in his eyes, and he said, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I want my family back.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I thought, oh, he's just like I want him. Yeah. But I knew, he said, I'm never going to drink again. And I said, you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
And I found myself being stronger because God was telling me, you got to stand up here.
You know, as I read your book, Phil, I was thinking the person that you were before you knew Christ and the person that Miss Kay is describing is so different than you are today. I don't even know you well, but just watching you on your program, reading your book, you're a gentle man.
It's literally what Jesus said, from darkness to light.
Yes.
By the way, now, Miss Kay, I said to Miss Kay now, when you're not going to run out on me one of these days, are you? And she said, Phil, she said, listen to my voice. She said, I stayed with you when you were mean and we were poor. She said, now you're kind and we're rich. Number one, rich is better, and I'm not going anywhere.
He loves to tell that. He loves to tell that story.
She said, well, I used to have to pay all the bills, you know. But,
yeah, I was the one that had to worry about all that stuff, you know.
But let me ask you this, because you have been in a place of need. God has blessed you mightily as you've given him glory over the years. But a lot of people who come to success really get off the beaten path. I mean, their lives change. They become managed and ruled by other people who don't share their values. How do you stay real in the middle of that?
Look, when you get right down to it, we're talking about the rarest of commodities when you come to Jesus. Peace of mind, all your sins removed. None of your future ones counted against you if you just trust God and try. And at the end, the resurrection of the dead. When you really look at it, you say, can fame or money top mm-hmm. the resurrection
yeah.
of the bodies from the earth? I'm like, I don't think so. So it's the old look at what's out there, our living hope, Jesus. And you say, you know what? Listen, I ran without Jesus for the first 28 years. And I've run with Jesus for the last 38. Trust me, the last 38 have been far better. Mm-hmm. Our first year down on the river, when I went down there, I had a clear head. When I was converted, I said, okay, here we go. So I said, let's see, I could teach school. Most people don't know this, but I earned a master's degree in Louisiana Tech in education. So I could have taught school, but I said, Miss Kay, find a place on the river.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to fish nets in the river, and I can beat teaching school for as money just fishing on the river. And I said, and while I'm doing that, I said, you see this duck call? I said, there's not but one of them on this earth. I said, I'm going to patent this thing, and we'll go in the duck call business. Well, the first year in the duck call business, our gross sales was $8,000.
And tell my words.
I said, Miss Kay, we are rolling.
And I said, we're going to starve to death.
But she held the line and stayed the course, and it started out the next year was 13.5, and then it was like 22, the sales, and then it was like 37. And look, today, millions.
No worries.
Millions.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Doing something you love.
It was either a tremendous stroke of luck, or the Almighty said, I'll fill your barns up,
yeah,
tamp down, and run it over. So,
but here's what I think that tries to keep us on track is the fact that I've said all along, we never forget where we came from.
Amen.
And if something happened tomorrow with devastation and we went back to, you know, the shaggy trailer that we lived in one time, it wouldn't matter. We would just be fine. And another thing we do, and this is really neat, my older son, Alan, who hasn't come to the show but will this year, we do a thing with him. It was kind of our, probably his idea first. And then everybody said it was good. That we would have meetings ever so often to bring our focus and make sure it's back where we started.
Wow.
Back exactly where we started. And so that's been wonderful to do that. And, you know, that's what we really have. But I think for the sons, they know. But I worry more for the grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because we have teens now that are even asked to go out and speak like we do, that are on the road, and that's just, you know.
Plus, they're now rich kids.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
You got to get them out in the boat, Phil.
I'm telling you. I'm looking at them. I'm thinking, oh, no, they're acting like yuppies. Okay.
Well, we all love it. We love especially the time that your family gathers together at the end of each show and bows and prays. It's really a precious reminder of how families are raised in our country and the values that most of us grew up with.
You know, they were
with.
Taking out in the show when I would pray in the name of Jesus, amen, they were taking in the name of Jesus. They cut that out. In Jesus' name, they cut that out. So I asked them why. And the production crew, and they said, well, we wouldn't want to offend anybody else or anything. You know, I said, well, I understand. I said, but, you know, it is, you would agree, 2013 A.D., Anno Domini, year of our Lord. I said, so you're counting time by Jesus, and I'm counting. Our calendars are based on him. I said, you know, of all the individuals who ever walked on planet Earth, if we count time, document time by just one of them, Jesus, I said, I don't think it would hurt to throw his name in. So look, they said, well, you know, we'll think about that. Well, that supper scene was right after that. So I put the food down in the middle of the table, and all the cameras are on me. So I sat down. They said, Mr. Robinson, you ready to offer the prayer? So you cameras are rolling now, and action. And I bowed my head, and I said, Father, thank you for the good food that you bless us with. Thank you for our children. Thank you, Father, for loving us and saving us. And, Father, I do pray that you will give these people that are filming us time to repent before you burn them for not using your name in a prayer.
He did.
But I looked up. I looked up, and their eyes were like, I said, hey, put
he
that
really
on TV.
Did say that. I'm here to verify that was all true.
You do have a way of putting it all right there, you know?
They said, Ms. Robinson, would you pray again and maybe tone it down a little bit?
I said, I thought of it.
That's right.
That really happened.
The book is just so much fun because we love you and your family so much, and it's given us a new insight into who God is in your life and the journey he's had you on. It's been a fascinating journey. You've only seen a little bit of it if you've watched the show. The book is called Happy, 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 My Life and Legacy as the Duck Commander. It's available wherever books are sold, and also we want to remind you to watch Duck Dynasty. That's on A&E. Just check your local listings for dates and times. Want to say also that your son, Alan, you said, is going to be joining you in the new season?
This is so cool. You're listening to the Duck Dynasty crew. An awesome thing. Catch the rest of it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and look for Duck Dynasty. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.